Hello.
Hey Leah, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's Lee.
I'm sorry, it's late.
Lee, yeah, it's okay. It's spelled with an A. Everyone does it.
No problem. This is Tony Meggs, the Christian Care
Yes,
Ministry, and
sir.
I think we have some time scheduled to talk.
We do, and thank you for taking the time.
Well, I look forward to it.
So we're going to just be recording. We're not live yet as a radio show.
Okay.
We're just going to kind of free flow. You've got some of the questions I'm going to ask. Let's just
Okay.
chat. We can edit
Okay.
out anything we don't like.
Okay.
If you want to restate something or revisit a point when you think of something later, feel free. We can
Okay.
edit it back to where we want it to be.
Sure.
You will get to hear the edit that we do and approve it.
Okay.
If you don't like it, we'll re-edit.
All right.
And hopefully we won't be experiencing many technical difficulties today.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, from our lips to God's ear, right?
That's it.
So yeah, I just said that little prayer there, and he's usually in charge, so whatever happens is good.
Always.
Always in charge, that's correct. So let me just kind of do your introduction.
Okay.
It sounds kind of canned and those kind of things. It's just the way we start the shows,
It's no problem.
and just we'll go flowing from there. And if I say something incorrectly, just let me know. And your last name is pronounced Meggs,
That's
correct?
it.
Meggs. Okay, great. So we're just going to start rolling here.
All right.
Hello and welcome to Working on Faith, where we bring faith to the forefront of our business and professional lives. Thank you for joining us today at the crossroad of faith and business. I'm your host, Lee Strickland. On today's show, I am honored to have Tony Meggs, President and CEO of Christian Care Ministry, here to tell us about a Christian alternative to health insurance. It's called MediShare, and you can find out more about MediShare by listening to us today and by visiting the website www.medi-share.org. Now, I want to take a minute and share some of Tony's background, which is very impressive. Tony is a business person. He's been a consultant and a highly successful business leader with a long track record in both consulting and healthcare. Tony took over the helm of Christian Care Ministry in 2011 and has become a leading voice in the Christian healthcare segment. Prior to joining Christian Care Ministry, Tony owned and managed Caleb Inc., a consulting company, and Tony has since worked with American Express, Microsoft, Prudential, Fidelity, Hewlett-Packard, and GE, to name a few companies that we might have heard of. And I personally found MediShare and Tony when I was doing a search for future shows of companies, Christian companies that are taking a leading role on changing how we live and do business. And so I was so pleased that Tony agreed to join us here to talk about Christian Care Ministry, MediShare, and I'm going to say the website again, www.medi-share.org. We're also going to talk about Obamacare, which is officially the Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act, and the rising health care costs. So, Tony, I've been there to the website. I'm going to say it one more time so everybody can go there, www.medi-share.org. I've been there many times. I've read through the materials. I've even been sending people, other Christian colleagues that are uninsured, to your website to check things out. And I just want you to kind of explain to us your role, what MediShare is, and just fill us in.
Sure. Well, Lee, it's a great honor for me to be able to join you today, and that was I'm grateful for the introduction. A lot more credit given to me than I deserve. But my role at Christian Care Ministry, I am the president and CEO. I've been involved with Christian Care Ministry and the MediShare program. Gosh, I guess I'm working on about 12 years now. I initially was introduced to it through my father-in-law, who was one of the original founding elders to the ministry. I have been a consultant with Christian Care Ministry, working on the MediShare program. I have been a board member. I have been an employee leading the ministry development efforts. And as you mentioned, in 2011, the board asked me to take over the helm. It's been a fun, exciting 12 years. We have really seen God work in our ministry. And we, Christian Care Ministry, facilitates a program called MediShare. And MediShare, in short, is what's called a healthcare sharing ministry.
Okay.
What is totally uniquely about healthcare sharing ministries is that they are an acceptable alternative to a citizen's requirement to purchase insurance by the year 2014. And that's all built into the new health reform laws. You mentioned the law specifically is called the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. And built into that law is a special, unique exemption that's been carved out for people who participate in healthcare sharing ministries like MediShare.
Okay. So how exactly does MediShare work? How does this healthcare sharing, and we're all used to paying a premium that they tell us it is what it is every year, and we spend 12 months paying that premium.
Right.
And we're kind of familiar with that model. So what does MediShare do, and how does it work?
Yeah. First thing, let me do a quick contrast in terms of what insurance is and what sharing is. Insurance is basically you have a contract with a insurance carrier, and based on your premiums that you pay annually, that insurance company has given you a contract and a guarantee, and they're liable to pay for your medical expenses per the terms of the contract or the policy. Healthcare sharing is totally different. There's no guarantee. There's no contract. There's the concept is simply we have about 63,000 people spread across the country. It represents about 22,000 households that simply share in each other's medical bills on a monthly basis. We, over our 20-year history, we've created the technology and the capabilities to facilitate this member-to-member sharing. So with insurance, you have a contract, you have a policy, and you're placing your faith in that contract and that policy. With a sharing ministry, you're placing your faith in other believers who share your values and Christian beliefs to contribute to the needs of fellow members on a monthly basis. We've been doing it for 20 years. We just celebrated our 20th anniversary last month. We have shared over $750 million in medical bills over those years. We have grown rapidly since 2010 when the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act has passed. From a member's perspective, in terms of going to the doctor, it's very simple. They go to the doctor, they show the doctor or the hospital, the service provider, their MediShare card. If the doctor or hospital is unfamiliar with MediShare or unfamiliar with healthcare sharing, they simply, you know, there's a number they can call. We tell them how the process works. But you get your medical care, and the hospital simply sends us the medical bills.
Okay.
Sends Christian Care Ministry the medical bills, and we publish those bills for sharing, and they get paid. Since we've been doing this for the last 20 years, every eligible medical bill that's ever come in to be published for sharing has been paid by the members.
So I have two questions. You said you publish the bill. What does that mean? It's the actual invoice or the amount of the bill?
That's a great question. What's very unique, especially about the MediShare program, this is a member-driven program.
Okay.
And what that means is the members make the rules. Tony doesn't make the rules. My staff doesn't make the rules. The members make the rules. And over the 20 years, the membership has created these guidelines. And these guidelines basically detail what is eligible to be published for sharing and what is not eligible to be published for sharing. We've created a very unique technology that simply once we have deemed the medical bill eligible for sharing per the member guidelines, we then publish that need electronically for publishing. We've created the technology and the process for members to exchange funds. We actually call it the member share exchange. And It's kind of the magic sauce to what we do for the membership, and it's extremely convenient for the members. In short, what a member does on a monthly basis, they simply contribute their share amount into the member share exchange, and we use that money, and we move that money into a member's account who has a medical bill, and we make sure that medical bill gets paid.
So, how do you determine what the member's share amount is on a monthly basis? Is it the same every month? Is it different? What happens?
It does change periodically. It changes every year when the oldest person in your household ages. Your share amount is based on three factors: how big your family is, or if you're single, if you're a couple, or if you're a family. If you got, there's no difference between a family of three versus a family of seven, but there is a difference between single couples and families. There's also a difference in your share amount based on what we call your annual household portion. And sometimes some people try to, liken this or compare this to a deductible. What we've done is we've said Lee should be able to look at her budget, understand, her dollars in and her dollars out on a monthly basis.
Right.
And there should be a certain amount of medical expenses that you can absorb yourself. But then
Absolutely.
there's a certain amount of medical expenses that may come in a year, or if you get cancer or something terrible, that are beyond your scope of being able to manage yourself. Well, that's where you need the help of your fellow believers in Christ to come alongside of you and share in that medical need. And so we call that your annual household portion. You just pick kind of along, we have seven different annual household portions that you can pick from the best suits your individual family budget. And
Okay. So
so
I want to
that's what
interrupt.
drives the share amounts.
So we're talking family. So like in my case, my family, immediate family is my widowed mother lives with me. So we're a household together. Does that count as a family?
Well, you can have children on or dependents on your membership up to age 23. So your mother would just simply have to be a single membership to herself.
What about someone that's gone through a divorce and they don't have custody of the kids, but they're supposed to be providing insurance? Can
Well,
they submit the kids' bills?
certainly. I mean, we certainly, have the internal processes to make that happen as well.
Oh, great. So, we're taking care of each other. We're going through this, and then we're seeing in the news and the media the impact of Obamacare. And so you just said that the age that could stay on there is to 23. Obamacare says everything has to be 26. Are we also exempt from that 26, year old
But
requirement?
yeah, it's actually the in the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, there's this thing called the individual mandate. And what that individual mandate says is that every U.S. citizen has to purchase health insurance. And to your point, Lee, they have to purchase so much health insurance in terms of what it covers and what it provides. And every U.S. citizen has to do that by the year 2014, beginning this
Right.
January, this coming 2014. But what they did in that law, there's some special exemptions that they gave to certain groups. There's some religious groups like the Amish that have received a special exemption. Some people at very low income levels are exempted from that individual mandate. But I think what Congress did, and I give them a lot of credit for this, I think both the left side and the right side of the aisle, they saw healthcare sharing ministries as a good thing and that this worked. It's not for everyone, but it's something that works. And they made sure that healthcare sharing ministries were part of the solution going forward. So they made a special exemption for anybody who's a part of a healthcare sharing ministry. They're totally exempted from the individual mandate, all the penalties, all the requirements, and all the taxes that are associated with that. So what they've done is they've made healthcare sharing ministries an acceptable alternative to that requirement to purchase insurance.
So earlier you said that someone just takes their card in to a provider and shows the card, and if the provider doesn't know about it, they give you a call. But how many providers already know about you? How widespread? How many are participating? And how's it working?
We're a part of the nation's largest PPO network, MultiPlan and PCHS. So we have over a half a million doctor offices, hospitals, different medical service providers that are a part of our network. Healthcare sharing ministries have been around a long time, and most hospitals, most doctor offices, most service providers have heard of healthcare sharing. And the thing I would say, there's three sharing ministries that I'm aware of that meet, the special exemptions in the Affordable Care Act, and all three have just really strong histories of being a reliable solution for helping families with their medical expenses.
Well, that's great. I don't know how I've not known about this sooner, and I'm sure our listeners are feeling the same way. So, if they want to join, what's the steps?
As you mentioned earlier, someone could go to the MediShare.org website, and that.
Let me give
Sure.
that out again. www.medi-shre.org.
That's
Let me
right.
go there.
And there's another website that may be even easier to remember, and that's mychristiancare.org. But either one of those would get you to the place you would need to begin the application process. Now, what makes us totally unique, and we're not for everyone, is that to be a member of our sharing ministry, there is a statement of faith. It's just a mainline, straight line Christian statement of faith. But there's also a code of conduct that you have to agree to. And there's also a testimony of your faith in Christ that you have to share with us. The concept of sharing ministries, and this is actually written in the Affordable Care Act, is that it's a collection of like-minded people who have organized, who have come together around a common set of religious beliefs, values, or ethics. And that is spelled out in our statement of faith, our code of conduct, and that written testimony and verification. So you have to apply, you have to agree to those things. Everyone is accepted into the program. Everyone is
Okay.
accepted into the program. There's no declines. There are some pre-existing conditions that you may have, pre-existing medical conditions that we wouldn't be eligible for sharing. Every year that list gets smaller and smaller and smaller, especially as we grow rapidly.
Right.
But also, if you're 3 foot tall and you're 700 pounds, well, you're
Right.
making some lifestyle choices that are gonna make you a greater burden on the membership than you should be. And so in situations like that, we bring you in. Our view of it is we want to help you get healthy. And so what we do, we invest, we put you alongside a health coach who helps you through weekly engagements, weekly dialogues, to start making some different choices around diet and exercise. We have had unbelievable success with our health initiatives, reversing diabetes, reversing heart disease. So that's a part of our membership as well. So some people, have to participate in one of those health engagements. Now, the majority of people don't, but sometimes we do say, we want you in the membership, welcome into the membership, but we need to make some changes to your diet and your exercising habits, so where you're not a greater burden on the membership than you should be.
Well, and what you're saying is that you actually care about the members.
Oh,
It's not
absolutely.
about money and paying medical costs. It's about life and our life choices. As God tells us, we make choices.
Well, I think, and this is really probably where I should have even started our conversations. Our mission as an organization is to connect and equip Christians to carry each other's everyday burdens. And our vision is an authentic Christian community that reflects the love of Christ. We have organized our mission, our vision, and we have rooted it in Scripture. And in Acts chapter 2, verses 43 through 47, it talks about how the early church, and this is the early church that basically changed the world in 30 years, but it talks about how the early church came together and how they met and how they prayed with each other.
Yes, and how they shared and no one was without, right?
And something so unique, especially in verse 47, it says, and they found favor with all people. The way that early church lived their lives out in real practical, everyday ways of sharing their lives, it empowered the gospel in a unique way. Because not only does it say, and they found favor with all people, and then it says, and God added to their numbers every day. So our mission and our vision is rooted into influencing culture simply the way we take care of each other.
Outstanding. I mean, it's, you know, that's what we reach out. We're a community, we're a church, we're a group of believers, and that's what we're supposed to be doing, is lifting each other up mm-hmm. in prayer and support and changing our lives. And for working on Faith Radio, that's our ministry. We want to lift everyone up and highlight all the options that they have for their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we just want to walk along with businesses like and organizations like yours that are doing that. We've got a few more things I want to cover about the services you do. We're talking about major medical. We cover that. But a lot of times, not only do people have a health crisis, they have a career crisis at that point, and they get disabled.
Mm-hmm.
So how does your organization address those issues?
Well, yeah, thanks for the question. We saw that, I guess it was about 12 years ago, we recognized that there's a need for some type of sharing ministry for those people that are going through a short-term disabling event. You know, often it could be a car accident or perhaps just, you know, going through cancer and you just can't work for a period of time. And we saw the need to have some way where Christian families could make certain that they can pay the mortgage, make certain they can pay the car bill, make certain they can put food on the table. So we created a sharing ministry that's focused just on disability for, you know, a short period of time. And we've been running that program now for about 12 or 13 years.
That's outstanding. And it's, you know, you just, those are all, there's always going to be a life event beyond mm-hmm. our control. And knowing that we can reach out. And I think you call that program the MANA program.
That's right. We call that the MANA program, or disability sharing.
That's great. Now, I want to go back. I had asked about, you know, my mother lives mm-hmm. with me. We share a home.
Mm-hmm.
And you said she would be an individual on it. And I've read about the senior assist program.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure we call that out for mm-hmm. seniors.
Sure. Well, what we did, our senior assist program is basically a sharing ministry that shares in those medical expenses that Medicare doesn't pay for. Medicare is a program that works well for seniors who have aged, but Medicare doesn't pay for everything. There's a number of different expenses that the individual has to pay and that Medicare won't. So we created a sharing ministry that shares and pays for those things that Medicare doesn't. The reason we did this is we recognized we had so many people that they were staying with us. They loved the idea of sharing and been with us for years, but, you know, they were aging and they had gotten to that point where they were eligible for Medicare. And so we just wanted to come up with a program that allowed them to continue to be a part of our sharing ministry, but also something that provided them real value by making sure that those medical bills that aren't paid by Medicare become shareable.
Well, I mean, it's just outstanding, these concepts and the opportunity that everyone has. And so we're going to put up the websites on the site, but I want to kind of call out the one you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
www.mychristiancare.org, or your MediShare site, www.medi-share.org. And I have just a couple more questions.
Sure.
I want to ask, we're heading into the Obamacare zone. We sort of don't know what's going to happen with our doctors, our hospitals, our coverages. What do you think 2014 is going to look like for MediShare and for the rest, for those of us who haven't come into MediShare yet?
Well, Lee, that's a great question. And we certainly have spent some time trying to look into it and just prepare for it, just from a planning perspective, even here at Christian Care Ministry. I certainly believe that people came at that law with well intentions. There's certainly a part of the population out there that didn't have access to affordable care, and I do believe that the intent was to try to fix that. The way they went at that was to force everybody into the system through the individual mandate, but then they added a bunch of mandates and requirements for insurance companies to cover things that most people never ask for or things that are never built into a health plan. And so the end result of this is going to be really, higher premiums. As some families at certain income levels, their insurance premiums will be subsidized. But a lot of families, they won't, receive that government subsidy, and their insurance premiums are going to go up. It's mainly because built in that premium is an amount of coverage, an amount of benefits that weren't typically in a healthcare plan. And while I think, those additional benefits are valuable, at the end of the day, families only have so much per month that they can afford. So I think we are already seeing, as a ministry, we have over 50 employees, so we're subject to what's called the employer mandate.
Right.
And so we will have to provide, in addition to our MediShare program to our employees, we have to provide an offer to our employees, what's called a qualified plan. Well, our rates just at Christian Care Ministry on our qualified plan went up 65% this year. So, all kinds of things like that are happening right now as we speak. So it's really hard to know where this is all going to shake out.
Well, from your organization standpoint, is it going to impact your ability to grow, to bring in new providers, to accept new members, to process, how will it impact?
I don't think that'll be the case. I think there's certainly a part of the market that will not receive subsidies because their income levels are too high. And our sharing programs, in comparison to most insurance premiums, are significantly lower. So healthcare sharing is going to be a very affordable alternative to a lot of the required insurance products that are out there. But I think the other thing that we haven't touched on is there's the part of the population that purchasing some of these insurance products that are required is going to be a violation of their conscience, a violation of some of their closely held biblical views. And healthcare sharing ministries will be an alternative because as a part of our guidelines, our members don't agree in sharing and things that you're going to see that are paid for in most of the new insurance plans.
So we've been talking about MediShare now sort of as an organization and a business, for want of a better term. So let's talk about that a little bit more. Who owns MediShare Christian Care Ministries?
Well, actually, no one does. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we were a nonprofit organization from our very beginnings. So no one owns the MediShare program. And as I shared with you earlier, it's actually driven by the members themselves. They create the guidelines. We go to ballot or voting a couple times a year. You know, we'll bring up new issues. I can think last year we the additional sharing and well baby care was a ballot item, and we put that to vote, and it's got to pass by a super majority. So no one owns Christian Care Ministry. No one owns the MediShare program. It's a nonprofit organization, 501c3, and the members drive the program.
So if you could say, tell the member, our listeners, one thing about MediShare, what would you want to leave them with for them to remember and them to know?
Well, you know, I would just speak to that Christian family or Christian individual who is in need of some type of protection to make sure that should they their medical expenses escalate beyond what they can prepare for themselves, that they need some type of help. And sharing ministries may be a great alternative for you. If you have some closely held religious and biblical views on where your dollars should go and what your dollars should be supporting and funding, again, healthcare sharing ministries could be a great solution for you. And then the last thing I would say is just the idea of having a Christian community come alongside of you, Lee, when you're going through something that is devastating. You think about a single mom who gets diagnosed with breast cancer. Yeah, she's concerned about the medical bills and the treatment and everything that she's going to have to go through, but all of a sudden now she's concerned a lot more than just her medical expenses. She's thinking about her kids. She's thinking about her life. We have a community of believers that will come alongside of her and through prayer and words of encouragement, as well as paying those medical bills. And that's something you'll never see in the insurance industry. And it's something that you're only going to see in a healthcare sharing ministry, and it's what MediShare is all about.
That's fabulous, Tony. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time today, and I want to tell our listeners that we're going to have this on podcast on our website. We're also going to be putting links to both of your website addresses on there, and they can visit us at www.workonfaith.com, or we're also going to be on Twitter, and you can get us at workingonfaith.com or workingonfaith there. Visit our websites. And thank you so much, Tony, for joining us, and we'll make all the connections that we can for you.
Well, thank you, Lee, and thank you for what Working on Faith does for the Christian community.
Thanks, Tony. And everyone, visit the website, www.medi-share.org or mychristiancare.org. That's mychristiancare.org. Thanks, Tony, and have a wonderful 2014.
You too, Lee.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.